everybody. I'm Meredith Locker, and this is a special video just for you Seventh Path practitioners and teachers out there all around the world. And today, this is a really special treat because I have Cal Banyan here. He's the one that has brought us Seventh Path. And personally, I know Seventh Path has really changed my life, and I'm sure it's changing yours. But there's lots and lots of questions about Seventh Path, and so we'd like to get into answering some of those today. And you know, I just want you all to understand that Cal Banyan is the person that has worked really hard to get the Seventh Path out there, and he really wants to do, you know, this episode so that he can make some, bring some clarity to your teaching and to your practicing. And so here he is, Cal Banyan.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan here. Thank you, Meredith. And let me tell you a bit about Meredith. Meredith is, you know, one of our Seven Path teachers, and she's gone through our complete internship program at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, so I know she knows what she's talking about, and I'm really glad to have her kind of running this interview process as we try to answer your questions, both for Seven Path teachers and Seven Path practitioners around the world. And this will probably be at least two videos long, and so happy to bring it to you and answer your questions. What you got for me, Meredith?
Well, we did have some people send in some questions, so I'm going to have you answer those first. And just to kind of get this out of the way, this person wants to know, somewhere on Cal's website, says something like, if you're not really all that spiritual in your belief system, you can still benefit from Seventh Path by simply making a few adjustments, which you will be shown how to do. And he was saying, what does that mean, and what adjustments, and how do you do that?
Okay, let me give a thumbnail sketch of Seventh Path, because this video may be seen, you know, by people who are not yet Seventh Path practitioners. And Seventh Path is a mind-body-spirit approach to self-hypnosis that can be used by people who are not spiritual. In that case, it would be a mind-body-philosophical approach to hypnosis. And it's really designed through a principle of what we call resonance, to go in and empty the cup, as we call it. And that means to get rid of negative limiting beliefs, emotions that are based on the past, that are generated from erroneous perceptions, and really to bring your either higher power or your highest principles into your life every day that helps you move in the direction that you want to do. And really, what it is about is helping you to live the life that you want to live, the one you really want to live, if you weren't carrying around all that negative programming. So with that in mind, to answer this question is, instead of, in Seventh Path, we have this concept called the Delta Word, or Delta Concept, and it's a way of integrating the person's highest beliefs into the hypnotic suggestions that one gives him or herself. And there are 9 hypnotic suggestions in short, full, or ultimate forms that the practitioner gives him or herself. Now, we integrate the person's highest beliefs by adding the Delta Word or concept to those hypnotic suggestions, which gives it that kind of vibration. So the Christian might use Christ or Jesus as the Delta Word. The Buddhist might use Buddha or the Eightfold Path. The Muslim might use Allah, the word of Allah, these kinds of concepts that work within the belief system of the individual. The Sikhs would use their highest concept. The Shinto, the Hindu all can use their own higher concepts as part of the practice. Now, the person who's not spiritual, that individual, I would work with them. The teacher would work with that individual to find out what their highest concepts are. Is it highest good? Is it love? Is it empowerment? What is it for that individual? And we really help that individual focus on whatever the highest good, the highest power for that individual is. And instead of it being a spiritual concept, it's more to be more of a philosophical or a cognition of some kind. Does that seem to answer the question?
Yes, definitely. And so essentially when we're working with a client, whether it's in a class setting or if it's one-on-one, if they seem to have trouble with that, we can maybe help them to come to terms with the right wording, and whether it would be, you know, one particular word, or it can be even several words, can't it? Your delta?
For sure. For example, the Christian might use Holy Spirit, and you know, the Eightfold Path is a Buddhist concept. And one of the really important things is you can change it at any time. If during the practice of Seven Path you think, oh gosh, I wish I would have thought of such and such as my delta word or delta concept, then just give it a try. Just start using it right then if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, even the delta symbol represents change.
Yes, the highest source for change. You can kind of think of it as there's a concept in navigation of north, and everything is north and south, east or west, and you can get off course. And really, if you're living your life by what everybody else is telling you to do and you're not living the life you want, you're off course. And so the delta word or delta concept is kind of like your true north, so that you can get your bearings and really start going where you want to go. If you're a spiritual person, you want to live a more spiritual life, or a life that is according to certain principles that are a part of your particular religion or faith, then certainly you'd want to use that as your delta word. If you're not a spiritual person, or even if you're a spiritual person and you want to use some other philosophical point of view, like you want to live a more loving life, then your delta word could be highest love, or, you know, truest, most powerful love, or love with a capital L, and that kind of thing.
Yes. And so would there be any incorrect or wrong delta?
As long as the delta is, now, at its root, Seventh Path is an ascension technique. Now, what that means is it is to lift you. It is to take you to a higher level than where you are now. It could be as you empty the cup and you get rid of all that weight, that stuff that's been holding you down, then that lifts you. Or it could be as you focus on a higher good, a higher power, then that lifts you. So I had one fellow I was working with, and he wanted to use as his delta word or delta concept, puppies. And I had to tell him, you know, puppies is not a delta word. He says, well, I like puppies. And I says, well, this isn't about making you feel good as you practice it. It's about taking you where you want to go. And, you know, you don't want a life that's filled more with puppy. You want a life that's filled more with, you know, love or enlightenment or whatever it is that you want to go to. And so that would be it's not even a bad delta. It just isn't a delta word. You want to use something that lifts you, that is higher than where you are now.
Beautiful. And so let's talk a little bit about the different forms. And so I'll give a little introduction to this. And so at this point, there are three forms. There's the short form, the full form, and the ultimate form. And so some of these questions are based on these different forms. And so I wanted to give a little bit of kind of some foundation for that discussion. Did you want to add anything about the different forms before I go on?
In a nutshell, there's three forms of each of the recognitions, which are the hypnotic suggestions that you give yourself in this style of self-hypnosis. And the short form is the shortest way to receive the suggestion. And it could be as short as four words. Now, these four words are tuned to have a particular resonance, particularly an emotional resonance in the basic forms, which are the 1 through 5 recognitions. And then the advanced recognitions are 6, 7, 8, and 9. The short forms get you started. And one of the things about Seven Path is because it works with emotional resonance, that it can be very provocative and some uncomfortable emotions can come up. And so the short form is typically a less provocative form. So, for example, let's say you're doing a recognition that resonates with feelings of fear or insecurity. The short form is going to cause those feelings to come up typically at a slower rate, not as quickly, not as intensely. But after you've been using the short form for a while, you can go to the full form. And the full form then is like booster rockets. It starts you moving along more quickly. That's typically how the short form works compared to the full form. The short form gets you started. Now, you never need to have the full form. You can always just kind of move along at a really slow rate with the short form. But most people, they want to feel better yesterday. They want to achieve success last week. They don't want to do it slowly. And so the full forms move it along much more quickly. Now, the ultimate forms are a completely different kind of ball of wax, and that they build on the short form and the full form. Let me add one more thing. The short form might be, for example, 4 words long, and the full form might be 7 or 8 words long. So it just adds a few words to the short form. But the ultimate form, one does not qualify to even receive the ultimate forms unless he or she has methodically and correctly worked through each of the recognitions until they're using all 9 recognitions in the full form. Typically, a person is going to spend at least 1 week just using 1 recognition. Then the next week, they add the second recognition, so they're doing 2 recognitions, and the next week they add a 3rd recognition, now they're doing 3 recognitions, until they're doing all 9 recognitions. And they need to build up to where they're doing all 9 recognitions in the full form. Once they've done that for a couple of weeks, now what they've really done is prepared the vessel, prepared how they are emotionally, prepared how they are mentally, and really prepared the body to receive the ultimate recognitions. And the ultimate recognitions really vibrate at a higher level, and you need to be ready to transition to that level. If you have not done enough work at you know, the short and full forms, then you'll get the ultimate forms and you'll go, I don't get it. What's the big deal? It's just a lot more words. That's because there's a mismatch and you're not really ready. Your vibration is still kind of here, and that's vibrating up there, and it's like you're missing it. It's just going over your head. And so what you need to do is go back to doing the short and full forms until you can really match and prepare the vibration of where you're at now to the ultimates. And then typically someone would get the first 5 ultimates and have to practice that for a significant period of time before they're ready for the 6, 7, 8, and 9 ultimates. And the first 5 ultimates, you're going to find, is a huge, huge leap ahead from doing the short and full forms. When you work on the short and full forms, you're really working on your personal stuff. But when you begin to do the ultimate recognitions, you're really having an effect at a much higher level. You're sending out energy at a higher level, and you're really starting to attract opportunities and people into your life to enable you to start living that life that you really, really want. How's that for getting them started?
Perfect. And let's take that a bit farther. This person submitted a question. So I was given a script at the end of my training. She wasn't trained by you. She was trained by someone else, and she was given the 7th path scripts. And she says that it only shows you how to give the first part of the recognition and not the extended, which she means as being the full form of the recognition. When and how do we give the extended part, the full form of the recognition?
Now, So there's the short form, and for each of the recognitions in the short form, there is a script. And the script is designed to prepare the mind like a farmer prepares the field for seed. It prepares it to really receive the recognition, that hypnotic suggestion, in a very powerful and effective way. When you are ready to receive the full form, remember, the short, full, and ultimate. When you're ready to receive the full form, there is no script. Typically, the 7-path teacher will allow you to go, will have you begin the practice of 7-path there with him or her. And when you, like, let's say you're getting the 3rd recognition in the full form, which means you already have the full form of the 1st recognition, the full form of the 2nd recognition, and now you're ready to receive the full form of the 3rd. the teacher will say, okay, please begin, and you will go ahead and take yourself into hypnosis by using the first recognition in the full form. You'll practice that for anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes, and then he or she will say, please move to the second recognition in the full form, and you'll practice that for a minimum of 3 to 5 minutes, and then the teacher will say, now you're ready to receive the full form of the third recognition, and would just repeat the recognition to you in the full form. And of course, that's how it would be done with the first recognition, or the second recognition, or the third recognition, or the fourth recognition, or the sixth, seventh, eighth, or ninth in the full form. It just, they simply will say, you're now ready to receive that recognition, and then repeat it to you a number of times so that you can know it well enough to practice it. You might notice I skipped over number 5. That was not number block. It was not a hallucination. It was not amnesia. The fifth recognition is actually taught in the normal waking state because it is a technique. All right. How's that?
Great. And so the same person wants to know, you know, how do I integrate the teaching? And so at what point do I start teaching the full forms? You know, do I teach all 9 forms in the short form and then start doing the fulls? Or do I start the fulls earlier? How do I integrate them?
Typically, the first 5 recognitions are taught in the short form. Then, if the student wants to learn more recognitions, he or she would then learn the first recognition in the full form, then the second, and so on. So, first 5 recognitions in the short form, and then they are then qualified to learn the full forms. The teacher will make a decision along with you as what's best. You can either receive the full recognitions in the first one in the full form, the second, and so on, or in some cases it's better if you learn the fifth recognition in the full form and then the fourth, third, second, and first. Other people, they like to do it where you get the first 5 recognitions in the short form, then the fifth recognition in the full form, which is typically how it's done in a classroom environment, and then you come back and get the first, second, third, and fourth in the full form. Now, one of the things that I really want to caution everyone about is this: there is no hurry. The typical kind of average rate for learning a new recognition is like once a week. There's no reason to hurry it along. Let the transformation occur. Allow the cup to be emptied. You know, once you've got the recognition, you have it for your whole life. And you've got your whole life to use them. So there is no hurry at all in the receiving of the recognitions.
Yes, and so when we're teaching one-on-one to our clients, is there some sort of logic of matching up recognitions to phases?
If the 7-path teacher is also a 5-path hypnotist or hypnotherapist, then one of the most powerful ways that an individual can receive their recognitions is while they are going through the 5-path process. And the wisdom that put this together, which is kind of amazing, is that the first recognition matches the first phase of 5-path. The second phase of 5-path matches the second and third phases of 7-path. The second phase of 5-path. So the 5-path has the 5 phases. Phase 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, which are the preparation and testing in phase 1, age regression in phase 2, the forgiveness of others in phase 3, and then the forgiveness of self in phase 4, and when necessary, the fifth phase, which is parts mediation work or parts mediation therapy. Now, the first recognition matches phase 1. It does pretty much the same kind of thing. Now, recognitions 2 and 3 do the same kind of work, which is done in age regression work, which is phase 2. Then we have phase 3, which is forgiveness of others. and that's taken care of in delta 4, the fourth recognition in the short form, and then phase 4 of 5 path, which is forgiveness of self, is taken care of in the full form of the fourth recognition. Now, not everybody needs the fifth phase of 5 path, but everybody can benefit from the fifth recognition. So that's kind of how they naturally line up. But in practice, sometimes a client might need 3 or 4 sessions of age regression. That's perfectly okay. What we would do is, with those extra sessions, for example, instead of having 1 session of phase 1, 1 session of phase 2, 3, 4, and 5, etc., they may have 2 or 3 sessions of age regression, 2 or 3 of forgiveness of others. And those extra sessions, we would use them by giving them full versions of the recognitions that they already have in the short form. Boy, you're going to have to listen to that a couple of times.
There's a lot of information all together. And so to take that a little bit further, this person, or this teacher, writes in, you know, so she's confused about the scripts. And when doing phase 2, age regression, and then doing teaching recognition 2 at the end of it, you know, and the same thing with after forgiveness of others and reading the script for 4, you know, do we, because some of that is repetitive. If you've already done age regression work and if you've already done forgiveness of others, some of what you're saying in the script is repetitive. And so she's wondering, you know, do I read the whole script again anyway, or can I shorten that?
Well, there's 2 ways to look at it, and both of them can be right. You need to make the assessment according to what you know about your client. First of all, as all 7 path teachers are hypnotists, they've had hypnosis training, and most of them are also 5 path hypnotherapists, and so of course they have extensive hypnosis and hypnotherapy training. And you folks know that when you repeat something, a theme or a suggestion in hypnosis, it just makes the suggestion more powerful. But we also want to be efficient. Scripts that go along with the recognitions are not required when you're doing 5 path. The scripts are actually kind of done in lieu of 5 path when the client, when the 7 path comes to you as a student for 7th path. So when you do 5 path with someone, that's the therapeutic process, we can integrate the recognitions in without reading the script. We can just say, now it's kind of a segue. We say, now that you've had these insights, you're now ready to accept these suggestions more powerful than ever, and you are now ready for the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, or 4th recognition, whatever you're on. So the scripts are not necessary when doing 5 path with someone. They're only necessary when doing 7 path by themselves. If you are working with a client and there is time, and you feel like the client would benefit, then by all means, use the scripts.
All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We have a lot more questions to answer in the next episode. Definitely stay tuned for that. We're really appreciative to all of you who are teaching this beautiful, beautiful form of self-hypnosis to others. I'm sure you've noticed the change. So have we, personally and professionally, and definitely keep on doing all the beautiful work and spreading the word. Tune in for the next one. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
And remember that you have a teacher's area on the7thpath.com. Go there. It's also the7thpath.org. It's the same thing. And that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.